Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. 97.1 FM Talk, DGS. Happy Wednesday. A few minutes past 3 p.m. I sure would like to have tasted that soda.
Well, you still can. I have not had any yet.
I'm too busy bringing you Capital Grille. It's good. I'm glad not to taste it.
Strawberry.
I don't want to know what it tastes like. It's fine. I'm good with my Diet Mountain Dew from yesterday.
What did I miss? I walked into the studio. Andrew was getting tiny cups, and
yes, these two are the only two who will taste different kinds of bubbly sorts of drinks with me. And I didn't think you two cared. Hmm. Do you want to try?
I don't think
one?
I've ever been asked.
Yeah.
Would you, either of you lovely gentlemen, like to try some aha?
Nope.
See?
Yeah, not anymore.
Okay. All right.
Nothing. You know how I am.
You don't want that.
Drinking out of it.
There's no caffeine. I haven't drank out of it. That's why I gave them each.
Oh, well then.
That's why we were getting the tiny cups.
Yeah, pass it over.
All right. You want the rest of mine, Dave?
No, thanks. Thank you to our buddy Jeff Dill at Capital Grille.
Woo! Thank you, Jeff.
Who is going to bring down jalapeno poppers yesterday, but instead brought down $500 worth of Capital Grille food. So that worked out real well.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So good.
Yeah, really good. Mm. You know what would have been, I hate to even say this.
Okay.
The only thing that could have made that better?
Uh-oh.
Some kind of bubbly, fizzy drink.
All right, that's it.
Are you walking out again?
No, I'm going to.
You're leaving again? You can't do it every day, Thomas. It loses its effect. Lock that door.
I don't think it locks.
Is Lance Hildebrand available?
Yeah, she's got something going on in her personal life. I'm just saying it right now in front of 300,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
She's a different person.
It's pretty good sparkling water.
2 days in a row. Gets up. Walks out. She's going to be sloganeering soon.
Mm.
I can't do anything until she gets back.
Right?
Right?
Right.
Right. Mm. Word.
Up.
Oh, there she is.
All right.
What do you attribute you walking out 2 days in a row in a huff about?
Oh, I'm not in a huff. I was merely getting you a tiny cup.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Just a bit.
Just a little something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Tony gets it too?
Oh, yeah. I don't think you guys...
Smells great.
Thank you.
It's watermelon.
I like the color of your shirt. What is that? Coral?
Yeah, coral. All right, strawberry cucumber.
Do you like it, Dave?
What are your thoughts?
It's weird. There's no punch line to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how these sparkling waters are.
Mm-hmm.
They just, you know.
I will say this. Yesterday in the office, Dave took a bottle of water and threw it into the trash and said, "I hate water." So
that happened.
He's probably not going to like the sparkling water too much.
That happened. Yeah, this is slightly better than flat water.
You
feel me on that?
I do. I figured that's what it would be. It would be extremely watered down, you know, whatever flavor. But it smells really strong.
Yes. Isn't like, that odd?
It is.
Yes.
Well, how does it smell so strong
and have
no taste?
I have no idea, but I will leave like a half-consumed one open in the car, and my whole car will smell delicious, like strawberry and cucumber. It's kind of good for that.
Meanwhile, Tony's opening up a gigantic Mountain Dew.
Yeah, why would she have thought that he wouldn't want to try this?
What was I thinking?
Oh, I always want to try it and just see so I know.
I have a shout out.
Okay.
To someone I don't know their name.
Oh, that's going to be tough.
Okay. So I am flying so far Friday the 19th with my buddy Scott going out to Colorado for a trip. I don't have a license because I lost mine.
Mm-hmm.
So to get my license, I need my birth certificate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
I can't find that either.
Oh.
So I went online and I found this service and you can do it all online and it seemed legit. And it takes like 3 to 5 days for Madison County, Illinois to do the birth certificate. Then they deliver it in 2 business days. That's like nut cutting time, right?
Oh,
that's way too close. So I called over there. I don't know the young woman's name, but whoever answers that phone, I said, I've got questions about a birth certificate.
Answers.
She goes, I got answers. She asked me a couple questions. She looked it up. She goes, I got it right here. I'm going to stop what I'm doing, and I'm going to mail it to you today.
Dang.
That's great.
That's really nice.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
It's we spend so much time on the show bitching, for good reason, about places and people like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm ready to take the mark of the beast. Put it right, my right hand, my forehead. I don't care. Just give me a way to get my stuff easier, right? It's got to be easier than what they make it. This woman was a lifesaver.
That's great.
That's really a gift.
And there was no sign that she knew who I was, and I didn't say anything about it.
Yeah.
Just Joe Blow, and she was just like, yeah, I looked it up just now. We say 3 to 5 days. Usually takes a couple, but I'm going to send it to you today. Ugh.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Lifesaver.
That's wonderful.
And it's one of those things that I was very nice and very appreciative, but I could have, like, kissed her, you know? Like,
yeah.
I didn't want to be creepy.
Right.
But I'm like, I just wanted to tell her, like, you have no idea
like
what a change you just made.
I'm holding my checkbook.
Yes.
Name your price.
Yes. It was so great. Such a pleasant surprise.
That's, yeah.
What do you have to go through to get it? Does she have to, you know?
No, this was really weird. I mean, just for people, for future reference, it's called Vital Check.
Okay.
With C-H-E-K. And I was 90% sure that it was a scam. Hmm. And then when I called her, I said, I use this service. She said, oh, is it Vital Check? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's cool. So I just had to answer a bunch of questions that only I would know.
Okay.
And then they just send it to you.
Wow, that's...
Isn't that great?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's surprising. That's wonderful.
So once I get that, then I just have to get to the DMV... Wait in the line.
That might be a little
hope
bit
and
of
bring
a...
everything
uh-huh.
and get my new license.
Mm-mm.
You should be able to check online. I might actually have my documentation at home still from when I got my real ID.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try to find that and bring it in tomorrow so you know what to bring so you don't make a wasted trip.
Did you guys know that there are kids?
Yes.
$20 an hour that'll wait in line for you?
Mm-hmm.
I did not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just anywhere?
At DMV those places.
Exclusively.
Yeah.
Where do you find these people?
I'll find out for you.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's great.
It doesn't surprise me.
Done
no.
and done. Imagine being like a 15, 16-year-old
that's
kid.
That's kind of the new...
Yeah.
Like this we've discovered a new service industry.
Yeah.
In the Grubhub drivers, the Instacart grocery delivers.
Convenience.
Yeah, standing in line, Uber driver. It's all people just individually
mm-hmm.
working from, you know, from home and filling these needs. So when you said it, I was surprised by it,
mm-hmm.
but I shouldn't be. I'm not surprised thinking about it that's a thing.
Capitalism.
Yeah.
Fills a need.
Genius business plan.
Really is.
$20
is stand there.
$20 flat, or does, after a certain amount of time, does it?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know. I'm guessing it's $20 an hour, or any part of an hour thereafter. Which,
fine. That's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, a shout out to you, lovely ladies. I was texting with Nick's mom today, Jen, who is very close to getting her PhD. So proud of her.
Aww.
Nice.
And she listens. Maybe she's listening now. Hello, Jen. And she said...
Hello, doctor.
Hello, doctor.
Almost doctor. Don't jinx her.
She said, I love Rachel, and Sue is my new girl crush.
Oh, that's
Whoa.
Really nice.
Isn't that nice?
Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Jen.
We appreciate that. We really do. What's she going to get her doctorate in?
She's already a professor at Maryville of Nursing, And so she's getting it in something involved with nursing.
Oh, that's sweet. Great. Good for her.
Sounds hard.
Yes.
Yes.
PhD is on my list of crazy things that I would love to do. And I remember one time back when I was a lawyer, I was at SLU, I think, doing something. And there was a guy, mid-30s, early 40s, and he was getting his PhD. And I was talking to him, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'd like to get my PhD in astrophysics. Or, you know, just I'm being Dave Glover.
Right.
And he was just like, he was mad at me. He was just like, dude, you have no idea how hard this is. And it's going to take me 6 years. And after this, and I'm like, oh.
Oh, whoops.
Maybe I won't. I was just going to saunter in and say some stuff.
My grandpa, who was the superintendent of the Edwardsville School District for years, you know, came up all the way through the education, you know, started as a classroom teacher and was a principal and then administrator and all that. And when he was going, when he was getting his education, he, I think, finished at SIUE, and they didn't have a PhD education program. So he got, I don't remember, there's another degree that he got that's not equal to, but above like a master's, but not quite a PhD.
Oh, that's interesting.
And he always said, and I don't know if it's even something that still exists, but, you know, this was
The Columbo Clause.
50 years ago. This was the other side. But he always said that he regretted, because he was so close.
Yeah.
And he was doing it. They just didn't offer, you know, he couldn't get a PhD at SIU. And
that's why I didn't get mine there.
He already had it there. Exactly.
I remember now.
And he was already, you know, his career was already in full swing and all that. So he didn't.
Life gets in the way.
Yeah. He didn't feel the need to. And obviously, I mean, he went all the way to the top as in his industry. But he always, I've heard him say many times that he regretted not.
Yeah, if there's anyone out there
PhD.
That would be interested in giving me one of those Bill Cosby fake PhDs, I'll take it. Mm-hmm. And if there's anyone out there that would give Tony Colombo his fake bachelor's.
No.
Or at this point, even an associate's.
I'll take a fake associate's.
Okay. Maybe we could lump those in.
No doubt about it.
We could average it out and give us both a bachelor's.
I would, no doubt about it, I'd take a
no
fake associate.
Diggity.
No diggity. An honorary, is it, you think there's ever been an honorary associate's?
Nope.
Well,
no way.
No.
If they,
you can be the first.
If any school out there wants to make history and,
how about
and
Lewis
offer
and Clark?
The very first ever.
We've got two of the biggest stars
honorary,
Lewis and Clark ever put out right here on the team.
I'll take it. Anybody that wants to offer it and make history with me, let's do it.
Speaking of higher education, where do you guys stand on Harvard and other colleges of the like? Harvard is about $55,000 a year for everything, and it's going to stay $55,000 a year, even though there will not be a single class next year. Everyone's going online. So if you're a freshman at Harvard, you don't even show up, you stay at home, you pull out your laptop, and it's exactly the same price.
Nope. Do you see there are students? I don't know the details of this because I literally just saw this story a minute ago and didn't get a chance to really dig into it. But there's a class action lawsuit of a bunch of students across the country that are suing colleges for not letting them come back into the classroom. I think it was college students, maybe even some.
Also, ICE has said, all of your foreign students can just go back because.
And did you see the next wrinkle of that story?
I did not.
Some student groups, I don't want to name any colleges because I don't want to be wrong.
Sanford Brown.
But there are some student groups at places like Berkeley that are wanting to set up a fake, and they literally said that, a fake class that is just staffed by students for those students that have that in their visa or their green card or whatever it is. The deal is, you know, you have to have this many hours in the classroom for your to stay here legally. So these students, not the actual schools, these students are saying they are trying to find a classroom somewhere on campus.
It'll probably
where they
work.
Can have a fake 1 hour class a week in order to, which is ridiculous. That's ridiculous. And if the kids are still going to school in this world, you know, like, and they're not being offered classes, but they're still doing their classes, their Visa card, whatever, it should still count. They should be able to stay here legally as long as they're doing their, keeping up with their education and doing all that. We shouldn't, those are not the ones that we should be targeting to send back.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
Agreed.
And we shouldn't be, we shouldn't see college students saying,
right,
let's just set up a fake class and work around the system. But once again, both sides are ridiculous.
And I guarantee you that would never have worked when I was in college. Now there's every chance it would.
So
you'll just go like, fine, fine.
By the way, I just looked up Harvard tuition for 2020, just out of curiosity. Can you guess what it is? Now, this is tuition only. Not room, not board. Simply
tuition.
What did
tuition. You say a minute ago?
55.
So 50.
I'm going to say 72.
69. 607.
Nice.
So it's really closer probably to 100 by the time you pay for
everything.
Oh, wait.
Everything.
I'm sorry. That was included. The
Here
straight,
we go.
So it wasn't
sorry,
straight
read
tuition.
The fine print.
Okay.
Yeah. But if you're not living on campus, you can get away with it for about 50 grand.
We are fake news.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Just about 3:30 DGS. Want to hear a couple things you probably won't hear on the Mark Contra and Fry Show?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. I was thinking about what I would really do if one day I run across a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Because they're 9 foot tall, 800 pound animals. They rip you in half. You have to have a plan. Here, if I have the presence of mind, I think here's what I would do. First thing I do is I pull my pants down.
Okay. I did not see that coming.
That's exactly my point. It stops everyone.
Even the foot?
Especially the Squatch.
Okay.
Like, first of all, he's not expecting to see a human. And then when he does, he expects them to just freak out. And this guy pulls his pants down.
Mm-hmm.
So right there, he's like, I don't even know what's happening. Then I smack my head,
yeah,
and I do this.
That's a good one. You've always been good at that one.
By this time,
mm-hmm,
he's completely confused. Completely confused. What? There's no whoops. There's no growls.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, am I in danger?
Mm-hmm. Have I stumbled across a new species?
Exactly right.
Yeah. I know what I'm not doing. I've talked about this before.
You're not running.
I'm not running. We've never had indisputable evidence, video. Nobody's ever been killed by a Bigfoot before. So I'm not running. I'm going straight at him. And I'm getting the video. I'm getting the proof. And if I happen to be the first and only person ever torn in half by a Bigfoot, so be it. They've never killed anyone before. I have no reason to believe that they're...
You know, it's going to be interesting.
So I'm not running.
It's going to be interesting if we go on our Bigfoot hunt.
Yeah.
And you and I run into one.
Yeah. And you get naked.
As you charge him, I pull my pants down, I smack my head, and he's like...
He didn't know what to do.
Is that a wiener? What kind of sound is... And then Tony's just... Bah!
I'm not running. I'm...
And as soon as there, she'll be like, oh my God, he pulled his pants down.
Well, could somebody please capture him, maybe, or at least, you know,
9 foot tall, 800
Bring him
pounds.
In. Maybe we could have a lasso of some sort.
What would Andrew do?
I'm not going to have a lasso with me when I'm charging.
So,
you're not?
Mr. Bigfoot? Can you apologize for the dong, first of all? And
sorry, my associate keeps trying to lasso you.
Sorry he unleashed it, but he does this for all cryptids. Should see what he did to the chupacabra.
Crazy dog.
That's a crazy dog, as I understand.
Just take him to a dry cleaner. Here's the other thing, too. You hear the phrase, the observable universe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why? Do you know what that means?
What we can see.
But do you really understand that? I didn't. Like,
I've never thought deeply about it.
Think about a spotlight. If I have a spotlight and I'm shining it around this room, and I can see half of you. Sue still exists. Rachel still exists. The flag's still there, but I can't see it.
Right.
We have zero idea what is outside the observable universe.
Isn't that crazy?
It could. It not only could, but probably does, based on their calculations, literally go forever. There's no end to galaxies. But that's just crazy that it's about 92 billion light years from one side of the observable universe to the other, which is unimaginably vast. And that could be a speck.
It has to be a speck.
That's nuts.
It's nuts. It's nuts. But it has to be a speck. A speck. There can't be an end. How could there be an end? If there's a wall, there's something on the other side of the wall. So it has to go forever.
Infinity and beyond.
It's crazy. I was like, wow.
It'll make you.
Totally like,
I don't
wow.
like thinking about that stuff because it just.
I don't either.
It just.
Makes me feel so stupid and insignificant, which I know I am in regards to the observable universe.
That's
but,
where I was heading with this.
Yeah.
Is how insignificant you are. But I wanted to do it in a big way.
Just you, of course.
Just, yeah. This is very Rachel-centric.
No, it's the kind of thing where it's like, why do... I mean, obviously we worry about things because it's our lives. And but we get so fixated on tiny things, things that ultimately do not matter
Amen,
at
sister.
All. And we should just go, ah, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to enjoy this while I'm here
because
I'm not here for long.
We're here for a trillionth of a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we're spending our time on Donald Trump and Kim Kardashian. So and stupid.
I
should be out exposing myself to Bigfoot.
Yeah.
That's true.
I believe that there will, you know, like the Star Trek universe, 2,000 years from now, they'll look back at this time and say, can you believe that the humans on Earth weren't working together.
Yeah.
There was such a period of time in our history that we were all.
They only lived about 80
violently
years.
Violently,
this is how they spent
against
them.
Each other and infighting.
Yeah. Dante has a thought about Bigfoot. Hello, Dante.
Yeah, let's go.
Hey, what's going on, brother? I get it.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. So first off, man, if you drop your drawers for the Bigfoot, we're going to have a whole bunch of day squashes. So I don't know if that's the plan.
The next generation of feet will be much smaller.
No. What I'm thinking is, brother, you got to do a move that I guess we coined back in the early 2000s called the Obama. You just got to kowtow for the man. I mean, you know how animals are in a kingdom. You bow down before him, and then boom, there you go. It's that submissiveness.
Okay.
What if I did this?
Show him your belly.
What if I just gave my best shot at dropping my pants, and if it doesn't seem to impress him, that's when I just drop to the ground.
Just full submit.
You really want to drop those drawers, don't
I'm not going to turn around. I'm not showing him my backside.
No.
I'm full front.
He's like 8 feet tall, bro.
All I'm hoping to do is make him, for 2 seconds, go, what the hell is that?
So I have time to take
the picture.
So I have time to take the picture.
And then I'm trying to run away with my pants around my ankles.
And I'm going after him.
I like Dante's thought, though. Next generation of Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People will be like,
right on.
Yeah. Thank you, Dante.
Your kids are half big feet.
I would say this thing was maybe 5'9", very little hair on top.
Said his name was Ramjet.
Obsessive compulsive, if I've ever seen a creature. My goodness.
I screamed, "I think I see Bigfoot." And as he went over the hill, he said, "Call me Ramjet."
Didn't stop pooping the whole time.
I think that was actually solid advice. Showing submissive.
Just kowtow?
Yeah, I really think that's might be, don't take this the wrong way, slightly better than dropping your drawers. Oh, and that way, you could escape better.
Taking
Dave.
Your pants off could be a sign of submission.
Well, so, I suppose
some would say it's the ultimate sign.
Yes. Hope you have a leash for that.
Oh, boy. Going there again, huh?
Bigfoot have a story to tell that night.
Yes, he would.
So, Joe on Twitter sent me a GIF of the Incredible Hulk from one of the Avengers movies just thrashing someone. And he says, this is Tony. He says, Tony being beaten by the Bigfoot. If that were, let's say that is the truth. You're naked, and he's got me just by one hand and is just thrashing me like a rag doll. I know that in that moment I would regret it, but I'm still fine going out like that and being the one person ever.
Yeah.
That was killed by Bigfoot so we can prove that he exists.
If he was whipping you around with one hand, yeah. I'd do the same thing.
Right? I was killed by the Bigfoot while my associate was disrobing. We're in the history books. That's what I'm talking about. We're in the history books. We're talking about being insignificant.
The last thing you would see.
My name would never be forgotten.
As you were flying across the horizon, last thing you would see is me tripping Andrew and running into the woods with my pants around my ankles.
Somehow that seems right.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 344. Attorney Chet Lieben joins us. Hello, Chet.
Hey, Glover. How are you?
Good. So we're at the nearing the close of another Supreme Court session. All the opinions are coming out. So I'm just going to throw you the softball, and you tell me what's interesting you from the SCOTUS.
Well, tomorrow, apparently, they're supposed to decide the financial issue or issues, rather. Interesting. My take on it, and I listened to the arguments, a couple months ago, I guess it was, they were online. And my guess, only a guess, is that they will allow the state of New York to get its financial records, but will not allow the Congress to get its financial records. And a footnote to the state of New York, what they may do is remand it back to the district court to see whether or not he is an indispensable party and that his tax returns or financial records are absolutely essential to whatever it is that they're investigating. So that may delay the process. And at the end of the day, frankly, if people are looking for those between now and the November election, I don't think we're going to get them. I think you need to go to his niece if you want them, because apparently she gives them to the New York Times. But
Chet, remind me how we got here. Is it a criminal proceeding in Southern District of New York?
Yeah, it's a criminal proceeding in the state court for the state of New York. Remember, the president has the power to basically essentially exonerate himself or exonerate somebody else for any federal criminal activities, but does not have the power to pardon for state offenses. And so what the state of New York is doing is they're going ahead and they're investigating on the statewide. The Electoral College, that was the recent decision. It's an antiquated process, in my opinion. And the best evidence that it's an antiquated process is that the Supreme Court said that the Electoral College representatives must vote for the candidate, or the states at least can compel the members of the Electoral College to vote for candidates who won the popular vote. Now, the Supreme Court of the United States, they can't agree on what day of the week it is, let alone this, let alone a legal issue. So this was kind of interesting.
Tony, go ahead.
But the other, Chet,
I wanted to ask you about, do you know the details of the verdict that came down today that involved the Little Sisters of the Poor and then faith groups in a larger context, and how they do not have to they don't have to abide by the mandate in the Affordable Care Act that required them to pay for contraceptives and their health care coverage because they are a faith group that is against the idea of contraceptives, and that yet they were compelled by Obamacare to provide that, and that was struck down today. I didn't know if you had any details on that or thoughts on it.
I do not. I haven't had a chance to read that.
Gotcha.
That opinion, but I will. But what I was going to talk about a little bit is the issue, and this is kind of interesting, is how legally can Trump maintain the presidency another 4 years in the White House if he loses the election? And here's kind of how this scenario can set up. And let me do a little disclaimer here to those six people that pay any attention to whatever I have to say. I'm not saying that this is going to happen. There are a couple of hypothetical hypotheses that have to be inserted here. So let's say that hypothetically, the four swing states, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, for those four swing states, that Biden wins, and he wins by a slight majority in each of those states. The issue then becomes, well, whether or not Trump throws out there, did the Chinese interfere with the election? Particularly, did the Chinese interfere with mail-in ballots? He then invokes his emergency powers for purposes of national security. He then suggests that Barr conduct an investigation. Barr then conducts an investigation. So now this happens in November. Barr drags his feet on that investigation until December the 14th. December the 14th is a critical date, because then the electors must be certified. Remember Bush v. Gore. The Supreme Court said that, hey, you guys have until December the 14th. No more votes are going to be counted after December 14th. If Florida, you can't get your act together. So all four of those swing states have Republican-controlled upper and lower houses of their state legislators. They refuse to allow Electoral College a slate to be certified until the investigation is completed. Barr is dragging his feet on the December 14th. The Dems go ahead and they initiate legal action to certify the results in those four states, claiming that Trump, this is a manufactured national security emergency issue in order to create chaos with the election. The Supreme Court says, no, December 14th deadline is the deadline. And that if you don't get those your folks in by December 14th, no way, no how. So they don't get those four swing states don't get their folks in. the Electoral College conducts a vote, nobody really wins. Then, if that's the case, it goes to the House of Representatives. Now, you might think is controlled by Democrats. Not so fast. Every state gets one vote by their state delegation. Each delegation casts one vote determined by the majority of the representatives in that particular state. 26 states have a majority of Republicans. 20 states have split equally between Republicans and Democrats. 26 versus 23, Trump maintains his seat as president of the United States for another 4 years.
Wouldn't it be weird if that's exactly what happened?
Yeah, wouldn't it? I mean, it's really kind of interesting to look at that. And, you know, as far as Trump is concerned, he's already saying, hey, listen, these mail-in ballots, they're fraud. They're fraudulent. I don't like the Chinese, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, it would seem to me that there is a foundation, at least, being laid for this argument someplace down the road. But again, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm not. There are a lot of assumptions that we're making here to put this into play to cause it to happen. But is it possible? Yes. Yes. Interesting.
Chet, so, speaking of Trump's comments on mail-in ballots, some people are saying that that's election tampering coming from the president, and that's why Twitter put the disclaimer on his tweet and blah, blah, blah. Legally, do you think that could possibly be true, or is it just...
No. I mean, you can say whatever you want. I mean, maybe that's his legitimate opinion. Maybe, you know, that's what he believes, that there is tampering. Now, that's a bit, hypocritical of him, because he mailed in a ballot to Florida, where he's a resident, and down there, we don't have to say that, you know, you're not going to be in the state. You can be sitting at home in your home in Florida and simply say, I just don't feel like going to the polls.
Finally, gave up the ghost.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It is interesting because I've never heard anyone talk about how it might actually work.
Yeah,
if that happened.
I don't think we would ever really accept that, though, as a country.
That would be, when people say, like, we're heading to a civil war, I don't think that at all. But if Trump did that, or Biden did that, or
Obama did it.
Obama did it.
I don't think anybody would.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But interesting.
I think that many on the quote-unquote winning side would not support it.
Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.